motherfucking KQ. Hey, man, look, it's Nick, no nickname. And we're going to have a great show for y'all tonight. I don't know if it's the first time tuning in or your 1500th. It don't matter. Hey, man, shout out to you for being here on Sunday night. That's all I got to say. You know, we got a couple different topics tonight, and I think that you guys should be well aware of what they are. We basically going to be talking about clout chasing in every fashion form and that it happens in while I sip on this Ciroc limited edition black raspberry. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about who does it good and who doesn't. We're going to talk about all that. We're going Nick not having a great day, so we're going to talk about why he not too. I'm pissed off for greatness, as they say. Somebody said it. I stole it from somebody. I didn't make it up. So we're going to talk about that as well. So I hope you strap in to your seats. If you're driving, put two seat belts on, the one from the passenger seat and the driver's seat. You need both of them because it's going to be a ride that you ain't never had before. Hey, and if you're watching porn tonight, make sure you scroll through all the categories to make sure they don't got no gay categories on there so you don't be gay on your screen. That's all I'm saying. And I got Chad Pete and this motherfucker with me. What's up, Pete?
What's going on, Pete?
I'm just trying to help everybody out.
You gotta be mindful when you bring me in, bro. I don't want to follow up that motherfucker.
I'm just saying, maybe you can tell the people where to find porn that don't have no gay categories. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know what to tell you to find that.
We got the wonderful, luxurious, long hair, don't care, Fei-Fei mama, the queen of the three motherfucking kings. We got Pam in this building. What's up?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing tonight?
We doing well. Y'all ain't doing good tonight?
Well, I didn't want to talk while he was talking, and he didn't want to talk while I was talking. Plus, I was checking my porn page to make sure it didn't have no gay categories, okay? This show is brought to you by Ciroc. Limited edition black raspberry. Black lives matter, even raspberries. Anyway, what you talking about, Pam? First of all porn websites got gay categories. I just want to throw that out there.
Exactly.
But you only gay if you click on the category. If you just see the gay thumbnail, you ain't gay. KB, you just read it.
What?
Reading is fundamental.
The thumbnail is a video under the category.
No. A thumbnail is like the little bitty. I mean the icon picture. Maybe I'm using the wrong word, but I mean the icon picture. You know what I'm saying? Like it'll say lesbians and it had two chicks. And you scroll. Maybe you ain't into that today. It'll say MILF and it'll be a chick and a dude. And you scroll because maybe you ain't into that. It'll say Ebony and it'll have a fat ass on the screen. And you'll click that. I mean, you'll scroll because maybe you ain't into that day. If they say gay.
Oh, no. Right you said it right. Your ass click it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You clicking Ebony?
But we don't, everybody. Yeah, man, shit. Is there any other version? Anyway, I put it on the nothing for me. But, so yeah.
Oh, my God.
You see gay and two dudes and you just kept scrolling, you're not gay. But if you accidentally hold on to that button too long and it clicks and it's not no longer a scroll, you gay. That's all I'm saying. You can scroll past anything and still be straight. This is when you click that OK button. This is when you become gay. We're gonna let people know how you become gay later. But hey, man, listen.
Some gay later. Nick, you talking about that shit a lot. Make me think like you don't click the button a couple times. Did you like what you saw? Did you talking about it?
I click lesbian all the time. Listen, let me tell you something. I scroll. I be clicking lesbian. I be clicking milk. I be clicking Ebony. I don't know what come out to E, though, because that's pretty much as far as I made it.
So you pretty much stopped at Ebony.
Yeah, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? I got favorite people, you know what I'm saying? Cheyenne Jacobs ain't on there. Or, you know what I'm saying, somebody that I know their name, Cherokee. Yeah, I'm trying to find booty talks, the old booty talks. I don't need no new shit. They got amateur. I don't need no amateur. I need professionals only. I'm an amateur. So they need to see me on the motherfucking tape. Even though
so
I've seen that before.
I'm glad you brought that up. Nick, I just got a question for you. Have you ever, videotaped you and, your chick making love or fucking? You probably be fucking. You about to make
okay,
love.
Okay, I don't know if it was that making love part, but yeah.
Right.
I was in college.
You went
time,
back
yeah,
and looked
yeah,
at
yeah,
that shit and was just like,
yeah,
damn, I was doing it to that bitch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
I was smiling. I was like, I'm so proud of you. He's doing all the tricks I taught him.
That part's so
cool.
That's
really interesting. That should be interesting. You know what? That's when I realized that I talk shit like a porn star, even though I'm not. I mean, saying the dumbest shit, but on film, it looks great. It looks great. Just letting you know. If you ever get with me and you want to film it, just let me know. Not you, Pam. I'm not fucking with you like that. I'm going to have to be a champion.
Don't worry.
I'm
going
to be all right. Mm. All right.
Yeah.
Y'all wild, though. Tell you that right now.
Just make it
Nick
right.
Just jealous,
you know,
man, because
you
don't have any dreads.
You don't think.
What?
Nah.
What?
I'm not jealous of anything old and nothing like that, but I don't need no dreads.
Did you say old?
I'm feeling in my hat. Nah. But listen, let me tell you something. If a woman could pull your hair, that might slightly be. Anyway, we're going to keep it moving. Never mind. Hey, if y'all want to talk.
Man, let me try to say that shit, gang.
Okay.
I didn't say that. I
feel like
that.
It was implied.
Ladies, and gentlemen, I didn't imply anything. It did get kind of dark in here, though. But ladies and gentlemen, y'all want to call in and talk to us. Call us. I'll call in number. I'm gonna slow this down. It's 929-477-1675. I'm gonna repeat that one more time because you didn't hear it. It's 929-477-1675. And when you call in and you hear the last four of your phone number, that means we're talking to you. We're not gonna say your whole phone number, but I will say the last four. If you don't want us to say the last four, that's too bad. Anyway, yeah, I think that might be, but that since you said it, Chad, like a woman pulling on a nigga hair could, it depends on the situation in which she's doing so. That could be suspect.
Nick, it's if you got hair as a guy, you like your hair getting pulled, that shit might be gay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, if a chick pulled your dreads, you'll be like, what you doing?
Pull it or grip it, cause you grip my dreads. And I don't want to say shit about that. You pull my dreads, and y'all be like, "But stop!"
First of all, I don't know the difference, cause my hair is like a quarter of an inch long, so I don't know the difference between pulling and gripping. I think they're the same in my book. They could be different in your book, so I don't. Maybe you should explain to people what the fuck the difference is, cause I don't know.
Man, look, when you get your hair, I pull a bit hair, like. I'm smacking it from the ass, from the back, whatever. I'm pulling her hair. Like, I'm pulling it back. I've got control of her whole head. To grip, I mean, you ain't controlling my head. You just gripping my dreads. I don't care about that shit. And I'm funny about my hair, too, bro. I really don't care about that shit, though. But if you like
that
shit.
Oh, so she's just looking for leverage. If she gripping, she's just getting leverage. Okay.
Yeah,
so this is definitely gay then. So if she eating his ass and she pulled his hair, that's gay, right?
Ooh.
What the fuck?
Oh,
that is making sure everybody listening know that that shit gay. Neither one of those are gay by themselves, though, apparently. A woman pulling your hair is not just gay by itself, and a woman eating your ass is not gay by itself. But you put them two bitches together, you gay. Just throwing that out there. Can't combine certain activities. I don't know if y'all knew that.
I don't know about, but. Listen, man, I don't know about all that. You getting ass ate and getting your hair gripped. That's first off. That's some long ass arms. Cause you would grip hair from the scalp. So you can't not just the ends of it. You can't grip the ends of hair. That shit crazy. That's a pool.
Well, all I'm saying is some people is fucking with bitches like Candace Parker left, okay? Candace Parker can do that. I'm sure she can. The bitch is about 6'9", and her arm span is about 7 feet long, so she could probably do both of those.
I mean, if you have a sex with Candace Parker, you're probably already gay. Think about it. Listen.
Hey, bro, why for who? I don't know who's running the app this week. Who gonna put that by Chance the Rapper girlfriend on that? Hey, shit, I'm telling you right now. Hey, man, let me tell you one thing. That bitch do got a strong face. But I fought with Chance the Rapper, so I can't be mad because, like, it's crazy. It's crazy how we do this shit. But Chance the Rapper got a regular girlfriend. She not a movie star, none of that shit. Got a regular black girlfriend. We talk about it. Niggas have a white girlfriend. We talk about it. Niggas have a bad bitch girlfriend that's black. We call her a hoe. We ain't happy for nobody except for Beyonce. And most of us don't know that she a hoe, too. Like, I'm just trying to understand how we are so selective with the black women that's approved in the public eye. I don't understand. Black China, hoe. Beyonce, queen. How? How is she a queen? I know at least 5 niggas she fuck with in the industry. That make her hoe just like everybody else. Excuse me, Jay. I apologize. I'm just being honest. Apparently, don't nobody else want to get in on that fight because they don't want the beehive after them. But I don't really care about that part. So anyway, back to this clout chasing subject. It's been a lot of people posting. Some women been posting they having kids by certain people and they not. Or some dudes been posting and just hashtagging certain chicks. Or, for instance, some people consider it clout chasing that Offset continues to mention, what's her name? Cardi B, even though they're not together. Just chasing her fame that she got going on right now. So with that being said, the definition of clout chasing is probably what Offset is doing right now, which is just chasing somebody's name or using somebody's name to follow up on a claim. So I think that Offset is probably a clout chaser. I think there's plenty of them, but I think he's also one of them because Cardi is more famous than he'll ever be at this point. Do you think the same
thing? That's true. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, well, I agree. Okay. Hell yeah. So do you think, like, that's a legitimate way to stay relevant these days? It's just...
I think it's a strategy. I mean, you know, I don't know if it's a good one or a relevant one. I would say it was very relevant in people doing it, but... But I definitely think it's a strategy to stay relevant. So, if you got down, I think first of all, when you got an equal with a counterpart, like as far as celebrity go, like y'all both A listers or rising B listers and shit like that, and you male and female halfway kind of attractive, they gonna marry you, and then that's gonna get you to the tip top of your motherfucking celebrity. And then you're going to go from there. Your career is going to go from there. It's like getting promoted. In that industry, depending on who you do, it's a promotion. And then you have a baby, bigger promotion. But it's these motherfuckers going to be playing. They be having real-ass babies and shit. I don't understand that shit. I would adopt the child. You know, but I guess it ain't as believable if you adopt. But they have managers. They forecast all that shit, bro.
I mean, but...
Somebody told Nas to get that booty.
Of course. I could see that part, but I don't see the marriage part, though. Like, or I see the marriage part. I guess the part that I'm struggling with, Chad, is the whole baby part. Yeah, yeah, the baby. You know what I mean? Like,
because,
it's one thing for me to... deal with a dude, okay, because me and him can break up. But now, you know, just like Cardi said on her post, one of her posts last week, you know, for everybody to stop bullying her baby dad because that's the, you know, he's the baby's father. So I'm just like, you would go to the extreme to have a baby just to maintain the popularity? That's the piece
but
that
look, though,
I have a hard time with.
But look, though, this ain't, you know what I'm saying? It's fucked up as it sounds. I don't think they acting as themselves. I think it's people in places that feel like, okay, you know, who's next? Who's next on? Or I put like this record company, because they both sound to the same company, right? Put them together and shit. Put them together, they're going to like each other, they're going to be themselves. Encourage the marriage, encourage the baby, they're going to be themselves. Like, they don't care about what happens after the motherfuckers get married. It ain't all Cardi and Offset just falling for one another. That shit playing, man.
Yeah, that's I can plan. See that. And then maybe they fall in love later. If love
yeah.
ever come. Yeah, I can
yeah.
see that.
These motherfuckers ain't married people
that.
From their hometown, high school sweethearts and all that shit. That's the real shit. Somebody that you trust that was with you when you was broke and you got rich and then y'all still together. That's 2 Chainz, LeBron James. That's that real shit.
Yeah.
When you see a Cardi and Offset, a Nas and Nicki Minaj, Eminem and Nicki Minaj, a murderer with Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying? That shit is playing,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
You say a murderer? Yeah, apparently her boyfriend a fucking murderer. The fuck? I look that shit up. That nigga's on a convicted murderer, a felon or some shit like that. Nah, murderer. It had murder in the fucking caption. The only thing I think about black people in murder, O.J. Simpson. And that nigga that go with Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Lord.
Mm,
yeah, I do think like marriage is a business. I don't think Beyonce and Jay-Z got together originally because they liked each other. I think they knew they could make brands. Well, loved each other. They probably liked each other, but you know what I'm saying, they knew they could make their brands as big as they are, and they did, and it worked. And you know what I'm saying.
They didn't know. Somebody knew. If they didn't know that shit, somebody knew it. I encourage
right,
that shit.
Right.
Probably
right.
their daddy.
Well, I don't know. Well, you can't say they daddy because I don't think he know his daddy. But yeah, I get what you're saying though. But anyway, Lecream just popped in on us. I mean, we appreciate you popping in on us. Lecream, we talking about clout chasing, but at this moment in time, we're talking about is celebrity marriage real or is it a business? And we pointed out a few. You can use any examples you want.
Is it real or is it a business? I think, I'm not even going to just say celebrity. I think regular marriages are both business as well. I mean, because at the end of the day, if you have any type of property or if you have a significant amount of money or if you have equity in homes or if you have family members that have money, I don't necessarily think it's simply celebrities. But in most instances, I really feel like they're all business deals because at the end of the day, if anything ever happens, that's what it turns into when you separate because, hey, this person's getting this, this person's getting this. Even people who don't have jack crack nothing, it's a business deal because at the end of the day, somebody got to pay for the divorce. You know what I'm saying? So I really feel like it is. I mean, I'm not taking away from the love that comes along with it, but I do feel like it's a business deal.
Anytime there's taxes involved,
anytime it's anything, you know, I done put $2 out here. Oh, wait a minute. At the end of this marriage, hey, look, remember them
$2? $2.
You know, so
that sounds like a Nick statement. That's petty right there. $2.
$2.
You owe me.
But that's my opinion. I think that they all boil down to business deals.
I think so,
but
too.
But celebrity,
Supreme,
kind of saying, if it's, say it again.
No, I agree with you. I think so, too.
Oh, yeah.
All marriage is a business deal to a certain extent. Some people just
mm-hmm.
have a little bit more than others.
Exactly.
But I think nowadays people are being more cognizant of, or they should be, you know, of who they're linking up with. You know,
right.
That's what I truly feel. I don't feel like sometimes now some of these marriages is based on 100% a lot of love. I think it's, oh, well, she can help me get to the next level. He can help me get to the next level.
Right.
And maybe love comes. you know. So that's how I kind of see it now with some of these marriages.
And then too, like I'm gonna use Mary J. Blige and that guy for an example. You know what I'm saying? He was her manager or whatever the case may be. Now that was totally a business deal. Everybody knows this. You know what I'm saying? That was totally a business deal. He knew that by marrying her, and I'm not saying that he didn't love her. I'm not taking away from any of that. But guess what? He was an, I'm just going to say now, because of how it all played out, I feel like he was an opportunist. I feel like he knew exactly what he had in Mary, and he knew her on a vulnerable level. He knew her how, you know, the public did not. That's, he was able to see that. And he basically, in my opinion, I don't know how it played out, but just looking at the end of their marriage, it just looked like he played on her vulnerability when they met. And, hey, he capitalized on it. And it, at the end, what was it? A business deal. And he took her ass to the bank.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's one of the ways where it worked out positively, if it's a business deal. But I was just like,
not
to
for
say,
her.
Well,
yeah,
at least for one of the parties. I just like to say, a lot of motherfuckers, if this is supposed to be a business, a lot of motherfuckers making terrible fucking investments. Let's just throw that out there. A lot of motherfuckers get married with people with bad credit. People can't go buy, you know, say a motorcycle, let alone a car, a house, or any of that.
This is the thing. You're saying people with bad credit, but most of the time, people that are dating, they probably both have bad credit. Because I'm just going to throw this out there. If you're on a certain level, and that's the circle in which you're running with, majority of the time, you may be running with people that's within your circle that have decent credit. A lot of times, you may meet Joe Blow, and when you guys meet, y'all probably both trying to come up and build. So both of y'all credit might be shot at this, you know what I'm saying, when y'all meet. So I don't knock that. I don't knock that at all, because I know how that is. We were good. Both our credit, Dawn and our credit, were good. We met hell when times got hard. Our credit went down. It went back up when everything was good. But shit, I can't talk about nobody when it comes to that.
Way to keep it real. Way to keep it real out here in these streets, man. Got to keep
that's
it
understandable.
Yeah,
but she said when we got together, our credit was good. Period. With a T.
Because we were both on that level.
Okay.
We were both making
right.
really good money.
Eventually, you went through some hard times, blah, blah, all that shit. Relationship had already started at that point. But when y'all got together, it was good. Period. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can't start off going through it. It ain't going to work that way.
Can't start off going through it.
Mm-mm. Because, you know, when you meet somebody, you meet the facade, right? You know what I'm saying? You meet, this is the best me I got. I'm going to shoot it to you. Here you go. And then you meet the real motherfucker, who is usually about six levels or more below the motherfucker that you met. So, it's at that point. You got to decide. It's at that point where you got to decide whether those are six levels you can deal with. You met a single motherfucker with no kids that ain't never been married. But what you really got was a motherfucker whose credit score is 400, got six kids, and been married twice. And the man he was married to ain't got no kids. That's the kind of shit that you really going to meet. But you don't know that at first. So you got to be, you know, that willing to understand that and move forward. But if y'all both got good credit, well, you met a nice motherfucker. Then y'all made some poor investment decisions together, and y'all had bad credit together. But then you knew how to have good credit because you had it before, and you got that shit back. But it's hard to get some shit you ain't never had. That's why it's only 1% of the world that's millionaires.
That's actually crazy. That's a great-ass point, though.
Grab one. Hey, I'm gonna start being a rapper or something because I got bars. Okay, start it out.
Oh my god!
Exactly.
Hey, before I got my mic had some issues, man. What I was saying, I was like, y'all can't hear me. Was that you were saying Beyonce was a hoe? I said Cardi B was too. But I don't know why we was calling
Beyonce was a hoe. What?
Yeah, Nick.
There go one of them right there.
What?
There go one of them right there. I knew the hive was awake. I knew it.
Who exactly?
She
who
is. She was. She was. Name? She might be reformed, but she was. If
what
you
are
go,
saying?
If you go, she's a hoe. Anyway, so if you
no.
go based off, no, she was. But if you go based off what people consider an industry hoe these days, let me talk.
What's
an
industry
hoe? If you go based
hoe?
On what people. A female that pops up pussy for niggas in the industry.
So y'all said Beyonce done been with a couple
for?
Of people. Right.
Who
so
was
that's
she
what
doing
I want to know.
For?
Yeah. Because, Nick, you said you know three or four
allow
people.
Allow me to elaborate. I'm so glad you asked. Okay. So there was a Genuine at some point. There was a Usher. There was a Pharrell, which was really, really bad because Pharrell passed us to some nigga that's not even in the industry as like a pass along. Okay, so that's four. That's three industry niggas and a fourth who's just an extra guy that Pharrell was able to pass along to. Okay, and then there's Jay-Z. That's five right there, and we know that she her number ain't fucking five. Okay, so that lets me know in the show.
But are all of these? Is this even fact?
Right, because I ain't heard that name.
I ain't never heard of no Genuine, no mess like that. He been with Sade for the longest. I'm not saying he couldn't be her too, but I'm just saying. I'm.
Listen,
I'm
I don't know what you
want to
do.
Name your source, Nick.
I'm the guy that brings the facts to the show.
But
I
when
just
you
want
get,
y'all to Google
I'm like,
it.
Man, what's
and
the
if,
fa- what's the source?
If it's completely made up, when you Google it, you won't see anything. But let me just let you know that you're going to be disappointed when you find a whole lot of shit. Going on. She is not who you think she is. She is a female with a coochie, okay, who been around rich niggas her whole life. You thought she wasn't busting it open? You thought that Justin Bieber was the only motherfucker with money who was acting crazy? No, he's not. She was, too, all right? I'm just letting you know. At least Rihanna busted
it open.
But
how did you
hear
that with five people?
Huh?
So she
named five.
She slept with five people.
Well, I named four. Huh?
Well,
her number ain't five. You crazy as hell. You think her number is five?
No.
Come on, man. We ain't crazy.
You're talking about, you're saying industry people. We're talking about only what we know. So you're saying she's crazy because she's had five people? Industry people?
No, I don't care that she had five people. You missed the earlier combo. So let me. The combo was that people call people like Cardi and Nicki and Black China and all these people hoes because they know of a few industry people they slept with. We don't know of the regular people, right? We just don't know because they're regular people. So don't nobody know the regular niggas' names. Anyway, so it's probably regular people involved with all of those women that I just named, but we don't know those niggas. So people call them hoes because of what is portrayed in the media with the industry people that they have slept with. So I was just pointing out the fact that Beyonce and other people, too, have slept with the same amount. And how do we pick who we judge based on it and who we don't? I think it's messed up.
Oh.
How we do black women. That's what I was saying.
But we can't even put them three on the same level because even if that's what she was doing, she's not exporting herself like Black China or Nicki. She's not doing that. Though, I mean, you, honestly, if she did mess with all them people, she did it so discreetly because, hell, I didn't even know, and I'm for sure a beehiver. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Now, you can. These other women, they straight exploiting themselves out here.
Lord.
All right, bro. I'm going to just put this conversation in the box to the left. We not going to agree.
Not to the left.
You see what I did there? I did a Neo. Oh, never mind.
What? I am lost. I'm down.
Neo wrote the song, bro. Neo wrote the song. She didn't write it. She just sang that motherfucker. She's not that talented.
Right.
Oh.
That's the real talent, nigga. Fuck who goddamn wrote that bit.
I think I disagree. Now, listen, you got to be talented to be able to sing. Listen, Beyonce is talented. Let's just go ahead and throw that out there. But I think you got to be a different kind of talented to be able to write a song for the opposite sex. I think that's talented. Okay, either way, it's talented.
Oh, my God. I knew gay was coming.
It could be depending on the song. But I'm just saying, like, think about Neo. He wrote songs for Immature, and then he wrote songs for Beyonce. And a lot of people in between. A lot of people in between. But that's a big jump from Immature to Beyonce, bro. Like, that's talented.
No, I agree.
Look at
John
Legend, he wrote songs for Kanye and himself and a million other people that we won't even know that he wrote songs for. That is talented. To be up there and me tell you how to sing it, that don't involve that much talent. Because the demo of Neo singing it sounds exactly like Beyonce singing it. So she then repeated it. That's not that talented. I mean, she's talented, but based on that song, it wasn't that much talent involved in that song. But anybody can
dance and
sing
the
whole time.
She does write songs, too.
Yeah, I mean,
she writes
some music. Every song she ever wrote has help on it. And Neo and John Legend, which are two people that I brought up, don't. But that's not the point. She's talented in many ways because she can sing and dance and never sound out of breath. Like, that's talent. That she can sing. Like, it's not like she up there just up there. She can sing for real, and she dance, and she never sound like she out of breath. I don't know if they're playing a record or what. I mean, she's a mother. She talented.
That's because
she
work out. That's because she sing on the treadmill.
It's either that or because she got hot sauce on the back. I don't know.
That's
all I know is she talented.
That's true. That's they did a what's the name on her, and that's how she prepares. She sing on the treadmill so she can keep her breath.
Oh wow.
Yep, I was watching that. Mm-hmm. That's how she keep her breath. Like you said, never go out of breath. They rehearse on. She rehearse on the treadmill.
I bet having sex with her is boring. She'll never change pitch.
Wow.
Watch.
Same pitch the whole time.
you.
Jay Z to be trying. He's going hard as he can go. See, never out of breath. None of that.
Just, all right. So disagree that Beyonce.
Just to the left.
So we disagree that Beyonce is a hoe. Are we disagreeing, agreeing on that? What we doing?
Well,
Hey, Nick, you seem to be convinced. I mean, I'm still trying to wait on your source, but I don't think we'll ever get it. But we'll rock with it. I rock with it. I think every woman have some levels of hoishness in them. I mean, I just, that's my personal belief. I think every woman got some hoish in them.
You got that right. That's why that's why women get married right now. Things ain't married. They don't have no hoish in them. Because the ones that got too much that don't get married. I'm talking to you.
I'm not dealing with it.
I'm not 929-477-1675. That's the number. Call in if you ain't happy. I don't give a shit. Hey, so it's Christmas. It's about to be Christmas. It's the last show before Christmas. So if y'all celebrate Christmas, that's on the show. Merry Christmas to y'all. If y'all don't, good, because I don't either. But
the Queen don't.
Whatever.
The Queen do. She would give away all kinds of bikes and motorcycles and $1 million giveaways, cash drops, stripper poles, all kinds of shit. Photo shoots, movies, commercials. I think she had
the Queen. That was really nice.
MJG, Chameleon, all them people that was over
thank
there.
Thank you.
It wasn't MJG,
it was
they from
nice.
Tennessee. But.
The kids were so happy.
Oh, yeah.
I
that
just
want to
throw this out there, Lecrae. I just want to put this out there. Listen, I love what you and Donald do, all that good stuff. I just want to put this out there, though. I don't know that blue is a Christmas color. I just don't know.
that.
But she looked amazing in it.
What do you mean?
Yes,
ain't nobody
did.
Said Nick. Nick just a hater.
Cause she had her shoulders. Did you see the shoulders? She got off the phone. But did you see the shoulders on the dress? They were so high up. It was amazing. She looked like she was supposed to be in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. It was just
nice. Ooh, Nick, you doing too much.
No, you wildin'. Yo, this nigga is foolish.
On Instagram. Go check
I'm telling you.
I promise y'all will not disagree. I'm just telling you. It was a nice outfit, though. Mm. But that was the first thing I thought about. I was like, is that always
so wrong,
Nick. I didn't know.
Nick,
so Rob Black, Raspberry, it's good. Hey, Pam. Mm.
What's up?
Congratulations, by the way, Pam.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Pam,
I'm
being honest.
Chad, why you say it like that to my
what Pam
did
now? Because you always accomplishing some shit.
I got some good kings. When you surround yourself around some good kings, you can't help but to be great. So, I mean, you guys have been in my life for a long time, and I've been partners with you guys for a year. So, I mean, you can't help but to expect greatness when you're around some nice kings, you know?
I would like to throw this out there, though. I'm going to put this out there. While we all have known Pam for a long time, listeners, y'all probably don't know this, or know that y'all care. I have known Pam the longest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's fake. Can't nobody mess with Pam. I love her to death. However, we just view life differently. I view it better than she does, okay? That's not the point. The purpose is. The purpose of this whole conversation was to say that. I'm not going to share, her news. She can share it. But I recently saw, her open up a new chapter to a whole new book. And I was very proud and happy for her in that. So congratulations and good luck going forward with that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Well, I don't know what it is, but congratulations anyway.
Well, this is a perfect time to share. This is a perfect time to share. So, this last 3 or 4 months has been, I had to make a big decision, basically. And the company that I work for, decided that, hey, after your 21 and a half years, have you ever considered possibly retiring early? Because there are some wonderful things that we want to do in the company. So we want to offer you some retirement. And so I decided to take it and take this awesome package. And I decided to just jump. I decided to jump the cream and to leave the company and, just like Nick said, start a whole new chapter in my life. I have been doing some work for the last 3 years for myself in entrepreneurship, and now I get a chance to do it full time. So extremely amazing. Yes, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I'm getting ready to live the life like you and Donald, and just to really, step out here on faith and do some things, and some wonderful things are coming with the 3KQ. Wonderful things are happening in Brown and Mosley. I mean, I'm getting ready to start a lingerie line. So just so many awesome things that's getting ready to happen. And I'm just totally elated about it. My family
is here.
Well,
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. My family is here. My sister's here. And everybody's just been so supportive. My husband has been so supportive. And most men and most families, most people will say, no, you better stay at that good job. But,
they sure
I'm
do.
Just so, but,
until
you know,
make
my
more
family.
Than that good job would ever pay you.
Exactly. So now I have a chance to really make my dreams come true. And being part of 3KQ is one of the things that I've always wanted to do. And I'm so so honored that these guys give me an avenue to do it. So I'm excited about 2019.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I'm definitely happy to hear that from one woman business owner to another woman business owner. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
Be ready, have tough skin, and persevere no matter what.
There you go. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And we've got
to
exchange numbers, LaCreme, because there may be times I may need to lean on you just a little bit. So one sister to another.
Mm-hmm.
So let's share that. Let's hit each other inboxes and share that, because I would love to, you know, let's stay connected that way as well. So my kings, I appreciate you guys. I salute you guys. Thank you guys for, supporting
me.
You know, yeah, I love my kings. I'm protective of my kings. And, yes, I have known Nick the longest. He's been a thorn in my side for a long time. But I love him.
Oh, man, Nick, you was going to do some fuck shit like that. Anyway,
I'm just saying.
Let me throw this out there. I've been watching. I don't know if y'all follow LaCreme on Instagram. I know everybody on here does. I'm talking to the listeners, but I don't know if the listeners follow LaCreme on Instagram. But she's been posting like her 2018 reflections, and a lot of people at this point, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. But a lot of people right now are getting ready for what they gonna do in 2019, and I felt like it was really, it really said a lot for you to be posting what you did in 2018, and for it to be, you know, better than what most people are looking for next year, for it to be kind of motivational in a way, in a sense, to let people know, like, look, this is all possible. We started at nothing, and this is what we're at.
Right.
So, you know, me personally, I've enjoyed seeing it, because I didn't really pay attention throughout the whole year. You know, it's a long year. We see posts, we double tap them, and that's it. So to kind of see it all back, in the last couple of weeks, to see what all you guys accomplished was pretty amazing. And I think the other side of that is Pam's situation. We don't always get a chance to jump. You know, I think if you watch Steve Harvey, he always talks about, like, success is on the other side of the cliff. You just got to leap.
Right.
We don't always jump. We don't always have that life experience that puts us in a position that's easy to jump, which I don't know that Pam's was easy, but it was easier than in certain situations, I'll say. So regardless of those two, I would say, look, man, if you have a plan and you know what you want to do, just do it. It's going to be hard times no matter what. It's going to be good times no matter what, as long as you're putting in the work.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you stay focused and know what the goal is and the end goal and how to get there, you will get there. It's proven. LaCreme is showing us that yet you can get there, and Pam is showing us that you got to start sometime. So I think we see both sides of the situation right there, and I don't really be too serious too much, so that's all I got for you right there.
I know.
But it's very inspirational. yeah. Calm down.
I'm just like,
yeah, that's, but that's
that
all
black
I got.
Ciroc
but,
is
I mean,
really
it's,
opening
it's
Nick up. I mean,
year, so that's good. You're
talking
about some good stuff.
Yeah,
we only got one more show. We only got one more show till 2019. And let me tell you about 3KQ. We turned up in 2018. Okay, we got whole new segments of a business that we didn't even know was gonna be created. It's this digital DJing is a game changer, in the words of certain employers. The fact that we learned how to DJ in less than a year and DJ some big events, some grand openings and all kinds of stuff is a game changer. The fact that the show has taken off and we've got, you know, Pam that we call the queen, which she is, but, you know, we can't leave LaCreme out. She participated pretty much every show this year. I'm sure she missed one or two, but who hasn't? So, you know, queen of her own right there. So, we've made a lot of strides in 2018. I'm excited about 2019. There's a lot more to come, a lot. But, yeah. So, anyway, as we reflect for the next 2 weeks, because we may do a little reflecting next week, I think that, you know, the message is, like, it's never too late to start what you want to do. And what you want to do will never be easy, but it'll always be rewarding.
Now, let me flip the glasses down on these bitches. I got to
do it. I knew it. I knew it.
Mr. 3KQ himself in here. And y'all don't know, but I know. He darker than this bottle of black raspberry Ciroc. He the darkest nigga in nighttime radio. He don't wear black and gold. He wear blue and white. Jack, nigga, Justin. What's up, dude?
What's going on, man? I mean, if they don't know, the black hair is sweet as a dick, man. I mean, it's just, that's just how it goes, B.
So you out here getting called sweet, man.
The fuck?
Oh, man. Hey,
man. Hey, Nick. Nick, very powerful. Very powerful message that you displayed, man. And I just wanted to tap into it until we get into the jokes, man. Pam, I love what you're doing, and you know, getting started and not necessarily starting over. It's something you've been doing, but now you get to take it to the fullest. Lacreme, you know, you're happy. You're doing everything that you want to do. And the most important message that I tell people is find what you love to do. And make you money, and you know, if you can do that, you'll forever be happy. People talk and laugh at me all the time for scuba diving, and you know, those that are close to me know that I love the water. I just love the water, and you know, now I've been, after finishing my last class, been afforded the opportunity to now let scuba diving make me money, because that's just what I love to do. So find what you love to do and make it make you money, and you'll forever be successful. That's my only serious tip of the day.
True. I love it.
Shout out to Justin, man. I be talking about him all the time, not in a bad way. I don't want y'all to think that. I do be talking about him in a bad way, but that's usually to his face, because that's what they do when they get together.
True story.
You know, behind the scenes, you know, he is the only person that I can talk about who's done some amazing things. You know, people talk about, oh, I want to go to Hawaii. Oh, I know somebody who's been to Hawaii who's been scuba diving with sharks. You know, I know somebody who lives around bad bitches and decides that diving away from them is the best thing that he could possibly do. I know somebody who does that.
So if you need anything in life, but not for real, man.
It's been a great year for everybody, man. Everybody's accomplished something great, so I'm extremely, extremely proud. I can't wait. See, the problem with 2018 is I ain't getting no new peasy, no new music dropped in 2018 that I can remember.
But it's coming though, ain't that right, peasy?
Right, it's 2019. Coming, peasy. What I'm saying is we had to wait a whole year. But I'm pretty sure that this next album going to be platinum. It's going to be a J. Cole type of platinum. No features, unless it feature me, because I'm going to be on there. I'm telling you, some kind of way I'm on there. I don't know how yet, because he recorded the whole thing, but I'm going to be on there.
I told you I got you.
Bro, if you start riding around that Bugatti, then, you know, you'll have time to put out some new music, man. Just start riding around that Bugatti. And get the DJ booth, man.
Listen, it ain't. It's one of them things, man. Where in the past I put out stuff a piece at a time and then dropped the whole project, and people were, you know, I got good feedback. But this time it's more personal. It's different, and I'm not gonna put it out a piece at a time. I'm gonna put it out at one time, so y'all gonna have to give me one good feedback. But yeah, man, I'm excited about it though. I'm really excited about it.
So now, hold up. I want to make sure, PZ, that I know Nick is feeling like he's going to be on the album, but you're going to make some room for me as well, right?
Yeah, I got you.
We ain't got enough room.
I'm worried about nothing.
Ain't enough room.
Don't do that.
It's just an album. It's just an album. Not a video. It's just an album.
PZ, you did make me famous at work, man. We did like two truths and a lie, and I was like, yeah, I used to be in a music video. And it was like, you ain't never been in a music video. I was like, damn, man, don't nobody believe I was in a music video. And then I had to pull it up. Glad you still had it out there. And it was like, damn, you really was in a music video.
Look, I tried to tell him.
And I just got a warning for all you. I got a warning for all you young people out there. If a person ever make a song about being drunk too long, being high too long, being both too long, being faded too long, don't get in the video. Because guess what you'll be doing? Being drunk too long, being high too long, being both too long, being faded too motherfucking long. I'm just letting you know. Shit not fun after about 4 hours. Just want to throw that out there. If you ever been drunk,
my head was hurting for like 2 days.
Exactly what I mean. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't that much expensive shit in the world to be drunk for 4 hours. What the fuck are you going to be drunk? I'm talking about 4 hours of the daytime. It might look like nighttime, people. You think the club is normal, but it's daytime outside. And then you still go to the club that night. It's not fun. It's not fun. It's no fun. Tug tap people making videos. No fun.
let me tell y'all the era of stupidity we did that day. It's like we all was pretty much coming from the same place. We all could have rode together, but because everybody wanted to stunt, we each drove 3 hours in our own cars following each other. Like,
oh,
wow.
That's a fact.
But no. We all had to drive our new cars separately.
That's what money is doing to you, though.
Yeah, you are.
That shit was done before now. I don't even know why we did that shit.
Everybody wanted to stunt.
Nigga, because you told them there was going to be a scene of drivers in the video. Everybody wanted their car in the video. There was no driving in the video.
when the treatment got wrote, but anyway, man, we can talk about that shit later, man. But yeah, it was supposed to be driving in the video. It just wasn't.
Good times, good times. Reflecting on past years of success. Oh, and congrats to Lakreem giving out all those toys. I saw it on Instagram. I don't know if anybody said that, but I saw your toy drive.
We did.
Kudos to you. Kudos to you.
Absolutely. We've been doing some stuff too, right? We've done some stuff this year. I'm sorry, Lakreem. I didn't mean to cut thank you all.
Let me tell you about 3KQ.
We've done some good stuff.
We did one thing that really, really touched my heart. We'll talk about it in a second. But let me tell y'all something. Like, 3KQ was birthed on a phone call. It wasn't called 3KQ back then, but it was birthed on a phone call, a whim, and $30. Probably. If that. It started out as a way to get people's independent artist music out there. That's what it started out as. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit. We're going to play independent artist music. And then we realized, after we was talking a little bit, that people didn't really give a fuck about you independent artists and your music. They gave a fuck about us talking. So, sorry. Anyway, so it has grown, 7 years, I want to say, into the product that you see before you right now. It's been very close. If it's not seven, it will be seven next year. But it has grown into this. We went from if y'all been rocking with us, y'all gonna know some of these nicknames. We went from Brain with the Drink, who was our sportscaster, the funniest motherfucker ever. We went from that to feature rapping solo every now and then. You know, we had Peso regularly, which is, you know, hilarious, but him and Pam can't be on the same show. Two P's don't go at a bar.
from P's and one pot.
That's all I got. I'm just trying to stay above water right now. We went from that to, I don't know, we had a couple queens. None have been here as long as Pam. So we finally got
a
real queen. Right. I can't even remember all of them, to be honest with you. We went from having somebody that gave us foolery and fuckery, the FNF News, to where we at now. Like, we had a lot of different things. FNF News was good, by the way. And so was Ryan with the Drink with Sport. Because This Just In was my shit.
Breaking news.
We got to. Right. Breaking news. That's what it was. But we got to have a reunion. But, yeah, we've come so far. We did all that crazy, stupid, regular, lame, boring, funny stuff, just trying shit, to where we at now. And now we helping people whose house burned down last Christmas, giving them gifts,
right,
and trying to make they Christmas better. We're going from people who've been diagnosed with cancer to helping them raise tens
That's
of thousands
right.
of dollars and be
mm-hmm.
taken care of for the year. So we have gone from being a little of nothing to where we at now.
Mm-hmm.
And we still ain't where we need to be. We ain't where we want to be. But what I will say is hard work, perseverance, and some level of consistency. Because some of you niggas, including myself, need to work on that consistency piece. That's why I said some level of it. But anyway, some level of consistency will get you a certain level of success. So that's right, I'm through. I said include myself. I threw that out there. I'm through with the inspirational, motivational bullshit for the rest of the show. But I just want to let y'all know, like, keep pushing. You almost there. You see it. Keep pushing. Why stop now? On the other side of that pain is what you've been pushing for. So keep doing it. Women do it all the time when they have kids. They keep pushing. And on the other side of that pain is the beautiful baby. So fellas and ladies and business owners, keep pushing. On the other side of that pain is success. You feel me? That's all I got. And Justin, you take over this shit because I ain't drinking enough and I'm trying to finish drinking.
That nigga's a positive person, man. I don't know.
Bruh,
you
know, I thought you was doing an excellent job, you know, me coming in late, taking care of some things. But let me ask y'all a question. They say 'tis the season to be given, but if you give, should you expect to receive in the same present, I guess you could say? If you give somebody a gift, do you guys expect to get a gift back? Something that I was always wanting to know during Christmas time. Like, what are you guys' thoughts on that? Because when I give a gift, sometimes I'd be like, I don't know how much to spend because I want to make sure I get my proper return on investment. Sometimes. Now, some people, you just like, hey, I'm getting them a gift because that's out of the kindness of my heart. But some people, you'd be like, I don't want to put too much into this because I don't want something back. Like, is that y'all thought process, or do y'all just give and whatever happens, happens? What you think, Pam?
You know, I try to be a blessing, right? So when I give a gift, I just give the gift, right? Because I always feel like somewhere along the way, I'm going to get taken care of one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is going to always bless. Try to be a giver, you know, and I just leave it at that. I don't look for nothing back, bro.
Okay. All right. Lecrae, what about you? Do you just give and you know, not expect, or do you give and like, I want something back? I don't care what it is, but I need something back.
I guess me, and we're talking Christmas. My husband is in here laughing at me because he know me. I'm this type of person. I don't really. It doesn't have to be equivalent to what I'm giving you because I may spend some money on you. It doesn't have to be equivalent to that, but I do want something. I don't care if it's a car, if it's dollar store. I'm like, me and my daughter are liking that. If we have five things from the dollar store, I'm happy just to open something up and know that you thought about me because you knew that I was going to think about you. So not getting anything in return, that's for me. I know how to handle it next time because I'm a person who operates on appreciation. I feel like if I appreciate you and value you in my life, it's a certain amount or a certain level of respect and gratitude that I'm going to show you. So I would want the same thing. Now, our funds may not match. So if you buy me something for $10 and I know you only had 20, guess what? To me, that's like you spent hundreds of dollars because you didn't have much money. So I'm not asking for anybody to match the money I spend, but I am asking you to be considerate that I did spend some money on you, or call and say, hey, you know, look, I'm down on my luck right now, but I appreciate this. As soon as I, you know, whatever the case may be. But I'm the type of person, and like I say, me and my daughter are the same way. You can go to the dollar store and get me five $1 gifts of things that you know I love. It could be notebooks, pens, whatever. I'm happy with that. And Donald over here laughing, but he know that's true. That's me. Because I can buy myself what I want. But it's the fact of you knew I purchased something for you and buying something for me in return.
All right.
Peasy,
what
you
thinking, Peasy? If I'm to celebrate this pagan holiday, the only reason why I would buy somebody something is to get somebody to get something back. I promise you, I do not give a fuck about Christmas. Unless you're the kid. Okay, let me tell you that. Unless you're the kids. Like, kids, that's different. You know what I'm saying? You know, I give my son shit, you know. Little brother, sister, some shit. If you grown, you on your own with Christmas. I promise you that.
So now, when you get your son something, like, do you expect a finger painted Christmas card or anything back?
I'd be damn right. Yeah, it's all about you.
I need
a picture of Batman or something. Yeah, you're telling me something.
Some stick figures or something. You need to put don't put something on the paper.
I need to know I've been thought about too. Yeah, you been thinking about me too. Yeah.
Hey, you remind me of that meme that just came out with when the kid was like, "I wish Santa Claus was my daddy," and I looked at him like he was about to slap him. That's you. I wish you would wish somebody else was your daddy. Nick, bro, tell me. I know this is not a holiday that you celebrate, but when it comes to giving gifts for any occasion, do you expect a gift back in return?
Nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, so first of all, you write Christmas. I don't really celebrate that holiday. I don't really even know what it means, and neither do you. But That's not the point. Celebrate, have fun, give back to people. I'm with it. I'm supporting the cream. I don't have to celebrate to know a good person when I see one. So let me just put that out there. But you know, when I give a gift,
this nigga,
I give it for the reason
tonight.
Of giving. Yeah, I give it. I'm trying to be politically correct. 2019. If I don't have, but one thing I want to do is want to be politically correct, because niggas don't want to work with a nigga who's not politically correct. So I'm gonna stay there in that field. That's where I'm gonna be at. I'm gonna catch the ball right there in the politically correct zone every time. All right. So anyway, what I was saying was that, I give gifts for the reason of giving. I like to see the smile on people's faces when they receive it. Now, there's nothing better than getting a good gift which the person has put a bunch of thought into, but that's not the reason that I give a gift. I want to put a lot of thought into it and amaze people. So that's how, you know, I want to be the topic of discussion. And if I'm not the topic of discussion, I need my gift to be the topic of discussion. So that's why I'm giving a gift. I'm trying to outdo everybody that's gift-giving. If Donald walk in there and give Lecrae a Mercedes Benz for Christmas, you better believe I got a truck dropping off a Bentley with 0.000 miles on that motherfucker tomorrow. I could be the best gift-giver in the motherfucking building. That's my goal. So I would never give a gift around Donald because he got his own money. He make that. You know what I'm saying? Another nigga pay me, so. I can't give the same kind of gifts he can give, but I don't do that. However, I will say this year, I did get a gift that probably cost $10. That was probably one of the best gifts I've gotten from a person in that capacity ever. You know, it was a gift from a superior, and it was well thought out. I give them that much. And put a lot of thought into it, and that's what makes good gifts. It's not the money that you spend on it; it's the thought
exactly.
that you put into it. So, I'll put that out. No.
But let me ask you this:
so, it's like 75% of black women that disagree. But
but wait, you
I know
said
you
it's
agree.
The thought. So how do y'all feel about people that give gift cards?
They ain't put
no thought
into that.
Ain't no thought of a gift card. Exactly.
So this is something
that I saw given in the last couple of days. And so the person gave a gift card, but they calculated how much the average meal cost at this particular place. It was Chick-fil-A. And they gave a gift card for that amount. It was an awkward amount. They said, you can eat there for 7 days if you order this. I was like, that was a good gift card.
Gift cards are impersonal. You don't think about that. You know, that's so impersonal. You don't really have to put a lot of thought into it.
I ain't gonna go that far though, because for Justin, it was your birthday, right? Justin.
Huh?
You got a gift card for your birthday, is that correct? Okay. So for Justin, we actually gave Justin a gift card, but that's because we're not qualified to buy no scuba diver shit. We wanted to buy some scuba diver shit, but we're not qualified. So we was like, we got to give him a gift card so he can get the right shit. There's nothing worse than getting the wrong gift.
You knew what you wanted to do, though.
So,
you knew you wanted to do that. I get you.
Yeah, so some people that give gift cards actually put some thought into it. I'm not going to diss every person that give a gift card. But if you give me a $25 Liz card, I'm going to punch you in your face. That was $2,000. Okay? So. You just did that because I'm black.
I'm kind of agreeing with you, Nick. I don't mind gift cards. I know, like you say, Lecreen, sometimes gift cards are impersonal. But it's like sometimes how do you get a person who already has almost everything they want? You know, my parents have been pretty well off. If they see something they want, they go get it. So it's really hard to get my mom a gift because anything she wants, she typically go get. Sometimes I can be like, hey, are you out of perfume? She's like, yeah, I need this, 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 and this. And then it's like it's not really that personal because that's the same perfume she wants all the time. So it's like it's hard for me to find out exactly what she wants secretly, because I'd be like, hey, you know, what have something you've been looking at? Oh, I was looking at this. You know what? I'm going to go pick that up tomorrow. Shit. You know what I mean? So it's kind of hard with like women like my mom and my dad. He's like, I don't want anything. And he never mentions what he wants. So, you know, sometimes just getting him a gift card, get my dad a gift card to Lowe's, he will be happy as hell because he spends a lot of time at Lowe's, but I don't know what he gets. He just likes to spend time at Lowe's. And my mom, she likes new clothes, so she gets stuff from Kato's. I bought my mom some earrings when I was in the 5th grade, and she told my dad to take them back. That was the last time I actually probably bought her a gift. You know, you get a gift card, because you're not taking that, and I buy it back. So,
exactly.
Hey, what's up, Miss Donna? Now, I was going to get to that question. What happens when you go out and buy something and they take the shit back?
That is not the point we're talking about right now.
That's a good question. Because you think you put a lot of effort and thought into a gift and somebody take it back, and now you're like, well, if they
don't want
that, I ain't going to get them no gift.
Ain't nobody tell you that they want that shit.
I ain't want that shit.
I just didn't want that color.
Y'all know who I'm talking about. I ain't going to call no names, right? But
not
green.
Let me say something. I'm gonna say this. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Lecreen.
No. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm gonna say this on Dawn's behalf. I've been being good tonight. I think Lecreen's gonna fucking hate me after this one, but I'm gonna say this: people that don't take into consideration what you did and had to do went through mentally and emotionally to purchase that gift,
mentally
and then they return or exchange, mentally and emotionally. Because gifts are mental and emotional. You got to think about
now.
It. And you got to feel it. Right. So people that don't understand what you went through to purchase that gift, they selfish. You can't return. I got gifts I will never use. You know what I'm saying? A person bought me a pack of bullets for a .22. That's a gun. Dumb, I know exactly what it is.
And you got a 30
bigger gun. Right. I got an AR-15. I can't never use the bullets, but I didn't take them back because at least they was thinking that I needed some bullets.
But now you're horny. Like, no, I'm not.
Come on.
But
nah,
this is my thing.
You got to keep it.
I can't keep it. And this is my thing because, see, Donald never really buys me, like, things. Like, he had bought me some shoes. I got to tell this story. He bought me some shoes, but at this time, it's 3 or 4 years ago, and I was looking at some Michael Kors shoes. And you know how, as ladies, Pam, you probably can feel where I'm coming from. We're walking in the mall, and I go in the mall. I was like, oh, let me try these on. I'm letting you know, these are the shoes that I want. These are the ones that I like.
But so, you tried on some other ones too in another phone.
No, but I told you, oh, these are so cute. Hence today, he bought me the shoe. Well, back then, he bought some other shoes. I don't even know. Whatever, he bought these. And so I was like, oh, when I opened them up, and, you know, I was like, oh, I was happy that he, you know, bought them for
me.
I was happy. because I only needed to add, like, $10 more to go get the ones I wanted.
That nigga could have won the Oscar. That nigga could have won the Grammy that night, or Oscar, whatever.
So,
best motion picture.
So after the holiday, I said, babe, let's go to the mall. And I had the box. So we went to Macy's first, and I returned the shoes, and his face was like, and then we went to Michael Kors store, and I got my shoes. And I still have those shoes that wear them today.
Wait. So you didn't even exchange it for a different color at that store. You took the money and went to a whole nother store.
Time out. Y'all missing the humiliating part. She took him with her.
I would have left Donald.
Savage. Savage level expert.
But if I would have did something like that, she would have had a damn conniption.
But I buy good gifts.
It would have been on the motherfucking ABC News.
I buy great gifts.
Dang.
Right.
So you say he didn't buy no good gifts.
So yeah, right. That's exactly what she's saying. But she don't know that she done bought the same color camo 6 years in a row, and the nigga just wear it like it's new every year. She don't even know.
That's what most men do. We will take whatever gift you give us, and you're like, you know what? I don't even like that, but I'm gonna find something to wear with it because you know she bought it. I'm
right. This motherfucker bought me a fuchsia shirt. Fuchsia. All in church on Easter wearing fuchsia shirts.
Nigga said fuchsia. Fuchsia.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you do it? Wait a minute. But I got to ask you this. Now, when it comes to clothes, though, am I your stylist? Do you complain about the clothes I buy you?
No.
The only thing he told me to never do is buy him skinny jeans. So, I buy all of his clothes. Donald doesn't buy anything.
Hey, Don, you got to get on these skinny jeans, bro. You got to get on these skinny jeans, bro.
No, he does not
no,
like
it. No, bro, you got
Donald, I see. Donald is in our blood. Jeans. Buy us some dad jeans and we'll be okay.
And
nah,
so,
Donald got little calves, clothes. Bro. He needs some skinny jeans.
That's no problem because the clothes is pretty decent. He don't never have a problem with that. But it's certain things that I just don't know a lot about. Like he loves to fish, so I might have to really probe to get information on that because I might buy the wrong thing.
And she did. She bought me a goddamn saltwater fishing rod. And I don't do no saltwater, but you know what I mean. And I used it. I said, "Thank you, baby. Everything all good." But I ain't take the shit back and say, let me get you right here. We all sitting right there.
Well, I ain't know you needed saltwater fishing, the freshwater goddamn fishing pole.
Let me take this saltwater fishing rod back. I ain't catching no goddamn sharks. Give me the motherfucking food back. What the
fuck? I'd have been okay with that. I ain't saying anything like that.
You ain't no great
see,
gift giver like
and,
you said.
And that's where you should have just bought the gift card to Cabela's. And let him pick out his own fishing pole.
But you're right. Just and that's what we did. I always get him a Bass because we don't have. Well, we just started getting Cabela's, but we got Bass Pro Shop. So I always, and even when you have birthday parties, I always tell people give him Bass Pro Shop to, you know, so he can go buy whatever he want to buy. That and liquor. That's always his
gift. A bottle of Hennessy.
Yes, several bottles
there
of Hennessy.
There we go. Justin said Cabela's. She said, Ms. Lecrae said, Bass Pro Shop. Did nobody say Dick's? I appreciate that because we know that Donald do not shop at Dick's, and neither does any nigga that I know. No niggas been shopping at
Dick's.
Don't
nobody go to Dick's.
Nigga, I shop at Dick's. What the fuck are y'all talking about?
For real?
Yeah.
Can you
see,
be
I just sitting
there.
I'm down here.
Nah,
Dick's.
I don't like Dick's. They too damn high.
No, we
know
you
don't
like
Dick's.
That's not the point.
That nigga, he went to the D.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. You're not gonna be able to do this.
Oh, man. Hey, man.
You all say shopping.
It's been a good day.
You be shopping.
Oh, man. Y'all is wilding. Y'all is wilding, man. Well, I'm glad everybody is, you know, everybody has their own opinions when it comes to gift giving and gift getting. You know, Lecrae, I think you lost on all spectrums of that meter when you took them shoes back. You should have just worn them shoes. You know, you should have found an outfit in the closet. You should have found an outfit in the closet and just wore. You'd have made his day, you know.
But he understood, like, I think.
I don't think he understood because it sounds like he still don't understand. I think he understood.
Nah, because the way he was talking about
that
saltwater fish rod, ain't no way in hell you understand.
Not satisfied.
You emotionally not satisfied? Don't be listening to that. What he was talking about emotionally and mentally.
That nigga said emotionally, not satisfied.
Hey, but one thing I did want to say is, Nick, you are absolutely right. Sometimes when it comes to gift giving, you try to give the best gift or the gift that I feel like sometimes you get the gift that you'll get the most out of. I ain't on your level where if somebody give a Bentley, you got another car coming out the lot. If somebody buy you a Bentley, I might buy you an air freshener to put in there to make it smell good. But, you know, I try to give good gifts so that way later on that night I'd be like, yeah, it really was a good gift that I gave. You know what I'm saying? So I put that smile on their face so I get a smile on my face later. Sometimes that's a really good gift too.
No,
Jay, but, you know.
Get them an extra hubcap for that Bentley.
Nah, that still might cost too much. That sounds like a $500 cup cap right there.
Damn right.
I don't even want to buy a lug nut. Oh, man. $600 oil change on a Bentley. But anyways, you know, I feel like it was a good show. It sounds like y'all had a very inspirational show in the beginning. And then, you know, I hope I didn't make it too ratchet at the end. But I really did have a good time. Took a lot of stress from a stressful day off just getting on with you guys. So I really appreciate that. Much love to all you guys. I know we won't talk to you guys before Christmas. So for the first shout-outs, I want to say shout-out to 3KQ and Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy holidays or happy get-together day. Or day off, however you want to explain it, you enjoy your day this week because I dang sure will enjoy mine. And with that being said, we'll go into some shout outs and we'll go ahead and get up out of here for the day. Lecrae, go ahead with your shout outs.
All right, this was a great show. Oh, man, shout out 3KQ. I really like the inspirational route you guys went tonight, just a little reflecting, and next week also. Shout out to Pam and her new endeavors, praying nothing but success for her and everything that everyone else is cooking up in 2019. And as always, follow us on Instagram at First Source to Justify new and upcoming endeavors.
Okay. Pam, you still on the line?
I am here.
Okay.
Yes. So shout out. I got to say shout out to my king, 3KQ King. Thank you guys so much for having me on. I didn't know that I've been your longest queen, so I felt real proud right then. So thank you guys so much for having me this year. And, you know, thank you, LaCream, for the new endeavors. I'm looking forward to 2019. My last 2 years has been a little rough, but things are getting ready to – there has been a shift, I'll say that. There has definitely been a shift for me for 2019. And so shout out to all the people who are serving in the armed forces too. Those guys make a lot of sacrifice for us. So shout out to my sister. She's in the Navy. So shout out to all of those guys. All right. Back over to you.
Peasy, go ahead.
Hey, man, shout out to everybody that listening, tune in the 3KQ month over month. We go week year over year. Shout out if you've been listening to us since the DMG radio show. Man, there's been a lot of changes, man. I really like where Nick went with it, took us through the timeline, everything that we got done, man. We've come a long way. I'm very proud of everybody. And you know, if you guys don't tune in to next year sometime, happy new year. But hopefully you come back next week, check out our next show. But shout out to you for listening. Shout out to LaCream and Donald. I love what y'all doing over there. Pam, congratulations. Justin, congratulations. Nick, well, it's almost your birthday, so you said, hey, ain't know about no gold bonds yet, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? Money has been thin. But you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody. Got big things popping, little things stopping. And, hey, we'll see y'all next year.
Nick, go ahead and shout out and then take us out with some music, big dog.
Hey, first of all, I don't give a shit what the fuck this nigga Chad talking about. My birthday come around once a motherfucking 360 motherfucking 5 days, okay? We got gold bottles and everything. Niggas going broke on my birthday and everything. We going to get it how we always get it. I'm older than I was last year. I'm younger than I am next year, okay? It's a birth motherfucking day. It's the day after Jesus, and it's the day before. Everybody forget about holidays. It's December the motherfucking 26th. And if you don't give me shit, you can cash tag me. It's the cash sign, Nick, no motherfucking nickname. Don't put motherfucking in there because it goes to somebody else. And send me some motherfucking money. You feel me? If you don't feel me, somebody do. And if you don't like it, I don't give a shit. All right? Shout out to everybody and all the inspirational shit that happened on this show previous to my last 5 minutes of comments. But I don't care because my birthday will have passed by the time y'all next talk to me. So I need y'all to know how excited I am about being 1 year older and 1 year younger at the same goddamn time. Okay? Listen, you my bae. You my something. You all that shit.
Hey,
bae.
Tell
them about that.
Hey,
bae. I'm out of here.
Bae, you know you like. My A, my B, my C, and my D. Yeah. Hey, babe, you my all the deal, bro.
You my bae, you my gift, you my all the deal, bro. You get dick, you get gift, you get all the deal, bro. Stay down, all the deal, bro. I'm in lust, I'm in love, I'm in all the deal, bro. You my bae, you my gift, you my all the deal, bro. Never bust, plus the drugs, yeah, all the deal, bro.
Send me them news when you miss it, kid. They can't make me cheat on you. Ain't nothing you can do to make me beat on you. When I get home, can I eat on you? I'm too late now to put D on you. Fox so good, she legendary. Crush little mama unnecessary. Got a nigga hard like February. What we got ain't monetary. She my independent girl. Say she love me minute girl. She been around for a minute girl. I take care of you and your mama girl. House stay clean like Paula do. Can I need to keep up with you? Christmas, Louis Vuitton. Got me and babe dripping. Ayy, bottles after bottles coming. Me and babe sipping. Ayy, blue hunters on us like me and babe dripping. She A, B, C, and D. So say out of our business.
You my babe, you my gift, you my all of the above. You get dick, you get gift, you get all of the above. Stay down, all of the above. I'm in lust, I'm in love, I'm in all of the above. You my babe, you my gift, you my all of the above. Never bust, plus the drugs, yeah, all of the above. Stay down, all of the above. And fuck a side bitch.
I remember when I first met you. Black Honda was in the spot. I saw you walking by. We walk into the lot. Asked if I could come with you. We all been through a lot. When I pulled you to the side, and I'm trying to be in your life. I'm trying to fast forward, smoking on meteorite. Sick of your last boy. You say you need me in your life. Trust. Being a fly, it is I. Hold on, I'm still laid to smack down, but my heart's stone cold.
Hey, buy you a house and move you to Boca. You ain't got to drive, I get you a chauffeur. If I'm your Stephanie, you as my Oprah. We can be next, Big D and Hova. Hey, will I ride for her? B, will I slide for her? Will I die for her? All of the above.
You my bait, you my gift, you my all of the above. You get dick, you get gift, you get all of the above. Giving you gifts cause you amazing. My way of showing appreciation. Prayer wanna initiate it. I'm in the spirit of winning paper. Outfits are custom tailored. I am not mingling with the haters. We like Ali, we the greatest. Rick and H, Porsche willing to fly. I'm willing to fly. I'm the one taught you the back end. I'm the one eat on your clip from behind. Then hit too hard from the back end. We doing yoga, you back bend. I lick on your titties and tap in.
It's 4 in the morning, I walk in the house. I'm fishing drunk, but I'm digging in your shit. You is asleep, I'm waking you up. Fucking on each other, we do it to bed. A is it sex, A is it sex, B is it love, B is it love, C is it chemistry, C is it chemistry, D is all of the above.
You my babe, you my gift, you my all of the above. You get dick, you get gift, you get all of the above. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in all of the above.